From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Here we are. It's Friday, and coming up at the end of the show, the final segment, we'll get our Friday financial update from Brian Cochran and John Moore Associates. Always happy to have Brian catch us up on how we should be thinking about the things that God has put under our stewardship, like our money, for one. We'll get to that in the final segment of today's show. And actually, mark your calendar for next Friday. John Moore Associates and Brian Cochran will be spending most of the hour with us, if not the full hour. So make sure you're tuned in for that next week on Friday. We welcome into studio, Carlos Sontag is here from the New Mexico Business Coalition. And I appreciate you driving carefully from Santa Fe. Wow, you've had a busy day already.
Yes, I was up there very early. I did drive carefully, very quickly.
Do you need to go back up?
Not today.
Okay.
But, we're on tomorrow, and it's 6 days going on 7 already in this session.
So, listener, we're visiting today with someone who spends a lot of time behind the wheel of her car, the yes. steering wheel, that is. And you can keep her in your prayers for her safety. As she continues to do the work she does all over New Mexico. And we've got a lot to talk about today. And actually, we want to start with something. We've said on this show, not only with you, but with others that come in here, why we talk about House bills, Senate bills, policies, and, why the Christian community should not only be concerned, but in a Christ-like manner, be involved and be aware of what's going on. And yes, God is absolutely on the throne. But we've been given great freedoms in this country that we have opportunity to stand for our country, to stand for our church, to stand for our family, and to stand for those, Carla, who don't have a voice to defend themselves.
That's right. And, we were called to be the hands and feet of Christ until he returns.
Yeah.
So, yes, we've got to pray, and we've got to put him in charge and in front of everything we do. But then we've got to take action, because if we don't, we're going to see some bad things happening in our state.
Yeah. Bad things are happening. And you actually texted me today when I saw the headline and when I saw the topic, I was like, really? And let me just read. Actually, I'm on KOB's website, KOB.com, and their headline, Satanic Temple to Open Telehealth Abortion Clinic in New Mexico. And I read another article actually from the National Fox News website with some more details. But tell us what you know.
Well, it's circulating widely throughout the state. This group is coming in and opening their satanic temple. And in that, they will have an abortion clinic to kill babies in a ritualistic abortion. Really, really sad. And I think, people have asked, how can we stop that? This is not legislation. This is not something being considered in Santa Fe. They have chosen to come to New Mexico because New Mexico welcomes abortions. They've chosen to come to New Mexico as a church affiliation of their church of satanic worship. And, so then you look at, well, what are we to do as the true believers of Christ? Well, we need to really pray about this, and we need to support legislation if there is any that might prevent this. There isn't anything being considered, but there is a bill up there right now that was heard today, House Bill 7, that is reproduction and gender-affirming health care. And you get into the details of abortion, of course, and children over the age of 16 deciding what gender they want to be and changing that. But what's interesting about this law, it's taking away the right of communities and commissions around the state to decide what happens in their community. So those communities that are pro-life, that are banning abortion, would no longer have that right.
Right. And actually, as I read the article, I believe the counties mentioned locally in New Mexico were Clovis and Roosevelt County.
Right.
That have passed they've passed legislation there for
It's a bill, of sorts that goes through either their city council or their county commission. So it governs their community. And so this bill, House Bill 7, is one way in which the state wants to take away their right to make that decision and mandate that they must allow this to occur.
So apparently what they're calling these abortion clinic, they're under the auspices of TST Health. TST is the Satanic Temple.
Mm-hmm.
What I read showed that, you know, not that either is okay at all. It seemed like they're not even going under the cloud of rights, you know, what they would call quote unquote reproductive rights or the freedom to kill someone. They are full on saying this is a ritualistic religious activity. And they're I think it said for pregnancies past 11 weeks, providing basically the abortion pill.
Mm-hmm.
And
up to 11 weeks.
Oh, is it up to? Yeah, thank you for correcting that. Up to 11 weeks.
And the medical field says it's not safe to do it past 10 weeks to use that drug, but they're purposely pushing it to 11 weeks.
And you and I will say it's not ever safe because it kills people.
Yes.
I honestly don't know. I'm gonna assume, like with a lot of things, I mean, maybe there are mothers that die from it. I don't know that, but the purpose is to kill a human.
It is. And when you consider that you're taking a drug that's going to kill life within you, it can't be good for the mother's body either.
Yeah.
So I'm not a believer in abortion, but this, it just takes it to a new level when it's a satanic temple and a ritualistic practice that they're doing. It breaks my heart for New Mexico, for this country, and for the world
so,
to be that far away from Jesus.
So was there talk about this today in the Roundhouse, or you just saw the article?
Well, a lot of people in the Roundhouse are talking about it. It's, as I said, there is no legislation to stop it.
Uh-huh.
But House Bill 7 gives, if it passes, it takes away a county's right to prevent that. And so this satanic temple could go into their community as well if House Bill 7 passes, and it makes the counties and the cities, they're required to allow these things to happen. And there are other counties besides the two that you mentioned that are either looking at or have passed legislation within their community saying they are not supporting abortion in their community.
But, you know, communities around New Mexico that already are supportive of abortion, the TST Health, they call it that. Don't, you know, I'm just calling it what it's called. They can move in, open up, and under the banner of killing babies in a ritualistic way in their religion, which it is, they're so let's go back to what we started with, the importance of the Christian community standing for those who, and which we already should be doing. You know, we see the work of people like Ethel Maharg from the New Mexico Right to Life Committee, is that right?
Yes.
And CareNet Pregnancy Center and others that do that kind of work daily. And, you know, what I see from most of them is an abundance of love and grace towards the people that they are ministering to. And they're ministering, obviously, to the babies, but to the families that are dealing with unexpected pregnancies.
Yes, and Ethel and several others, I was there. We all testified against House Bill 7 today. They passed it out of committee anyway. It's about a 7-3 committee. But there were a lot of us that testified. And I'll tell you, after I testified, I had to leave the room. It was just heart-wrenching to listen to the people who support that bill and the things that they talk about. They're so far apart from where Christ is.
Can you recall, or are you comfortable saying what you're hearing from legislators that's disturbing?
Well, it's what they've been saying all along, that, you know, they try to put it in terms that we can stomach, and that's women's health care, but it's not health care. It's murdering a child. Mm-hmm. But they talk about some of the ones that are just rabid in support of abortion. They talk about that it's a woman's right to not be bothered with a baby, to not have to deal with that. And
so at what point does it get to a point where a mother parent has the right to not be burdened with a teenager that's giving them a hard time?
Well, and that's exactly why, as you keep pushing this, and society, if society is silent and lets it happen, now you're starting to see legislation introduced in California that allows termination of the baby up to 30 days after the birth. If you just, you know, there's women that go through postpartum depression, so they're going to give that mother 30 days after the baby is born to kill the child or to have it killed. This is what's being considered. I don't believe that's passed yet, but that's the problem. As you keep pushing the envelope on what's okay, what is okay is using birth control and abstinence when you should.
Yeah.
Don't get pregnant.
Yeah. And the Christian community, as we said, after Roe versus Wade was overturned, we need to be supportive of those unexpected pregnancies where young ladies and young men are struggling, young families are struggling. We need to be not just vocally an advocate for life, but I'll be the first. There's so many others that are doing so much more than I am, there are opportunities to do things. Like, you know, when we have CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque in, we've often made it clear their needs for formula, for diapers, for, you know, things to help families that are struggling with, you know, having a new baby.
That's right. And then we can also go to them in love and provide adoption services.
Yeah.
They are putting now baby boxes around the state so that the baby, if the mother decides she doesn't want it, she won't dump it in a trash can like we had here happen in New Mexico. Instead, they can take it to a baby box, and then the baby will be retrieved and put into a foster care and hopefully adopted into a loving family.
So in the same way, you know, we see legislation going on, whether it's things happening in House bills or Senate bills, at the Roundhouse or in Washington or whatever, and we see multi-page, thousands-page legislation with things buried in it.
Yes.
You know, this is one of those things that's just kind of buried in the session. And this is the reason we suggest you are communicating with your legislator. And I'm going to try to remember off the top of my head. Is it legis.gov or?
Yes.
Or is it legisnm.gov? Here, I'll go there.
Yeah.
But
I can make it even easier for you.
Okay.
If you're interested, if you go to bettertogethernewmexico.org. New Mexico is all spelled out, bettertogethernewmexico.org. On the Take Action page, you'll find our calls to action, and there is a call to action there for House Bill 7. So you can fill that out. It takes you less than 30 seconds.
There you go.
And you're communicating directly with committee members. So it passed out of the first committee. We're going to reprogram it to go to the second committee. So you're already telling the second committee, don't pass this bill, if that's how you feel. The letter's already written, but you can change that. It's just important that you get involved. If you do nothing else during this session, to stay engaged and to let legislators know how you feel about some of this legislation they're considering, you will be helping tremendously.
Would you give that website again?
Yes, bettertogethernewmexico.org.
All right. We have other things to talk about, and we've got about two more segments to do that in. Hopefully we've got enough time, but we're going to do what we can. And a reminder to go to bettertogethernewmexico.org and find that information mentioned. And also, as you're on the web, remember, NM Biz Coalition has a lot of the information we talk about as well. We're going to come back with more from Carla Sontag from the New Mexico Business Coalition right after this on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right. We are in studio, and the next couple of segments will be with Carla Sontag from the New Mexico Business Coalition, nmbiz.org. I'm going to give you a few websites here. So I want to make sure that we say it several times so you can make sure to go and, act. And one of those websites we mentioned just before the break was bettertogethernewmexico.org. And Carla mentioned the HB7, the House Bill 7. And let me go back to where I was. It is opposing, and it had the, there we go. It's an opportunity on the website. If you go to bettertogethernewmexico.org, and then right in the middle, near the top, you'll see an opportunity to oppose HB7, reproductive and gender affirming health care. And you know, I come on the air, Carla, and I'm like, go here and do this. And you say, yeah, it only takes a few seconds before the end of the break we just had. I went on and did it.
That's right. It took you about 15 seconds. Yeah. I was timing you.
Yeah.
It's that easy. And you can express your opinion. And there are several calls to action there, some in support of legislation, a lot of them in opposition to legislation. But please go on. The two others that are very concerning to us right now are bills about voting rights and House Bill 4. Voting rights protections, and Senate Bill 180, electronic storage of state records. Very, very important that you take action on those. House Bill 4, we gave testimony on that today. They will make a decision in the first committee on Wednesday regarding that legislation. Great time to get in bills, get in comments. And let me tell you on House Bill 4, what's really concerning. They are going to automatically register anybody that does business with several state agencies, including DMV. Now, remember, in New Mexico, we give licenses to people who are not citizens.
You're still on the West Coast. It's MVD in New Mexico.
Okay. Well, whatever.
I had the hardest time when I moved here because everyone was saying MVD, and I'm like, that's weird.
Yeah.
But
well, anyway. Wherever you get your license,
yeah.
They will, if you are not registered, they will register you automatically, even if you're not a legal citizen of the United States or of New Mexico. There's a warning, but the bottom line is they are going to register you and then
to vote.
To vote. And then they will send you a postcard and say, by the way, you can opt out if you want. You're not given the choice when you go in to get a driver's license. You are registered to vote automatically if you're not already.
Okay. I should be smart enough to figure this out, but you've thought it through more than I have already. Why is that dangerous?
Well, because we're giving licenses to people who are not legal residents.
Oh, okay. Right. There
right?
you go. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they're going to be automatically registered.
You could have a license without being
a legal resident.
A legal resident.
And you're not supposed to be voting if you're not a legal resident.
How is this not a no-brainer? Anyway.
Yeah.
I know. I'm not going to say how.
Why do legislators think this is a good idea? We're not sure, but take action.
Well, are they not basically saying we? No, they anyway. Good answer.
Yes.
Good answer. I know I'm a little slow on the uptake, but given enough time, I would have chewed on it and thought, wait a minute, not okay.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
But we need people to write in right now because there's going to be a decision made in the first committee on Wednesday on this bill. And if you're doubting what I'm telling you, read pages 13 through 15 of the bill and look specifically at paragraph 1 on page 15, where they acknowledge that someone who is not a legal resident may have been registered to vote. So they're going to send them a postcard that'll say, if you are that person, you should opt out now. You think it's going to happen? Why should they be given the right to vote to begin with? This is America. This is our right. This is our Constitution that's being violated. Please tell somebody what you think. There's a lot of other issues in that bill, but that's a big one.
So, okay, just so I understand the process, if you're registered to vote, then you can vote. And your vote does, if you're registered to vote, I have to wonder if my vote. Anyway.
Does it matter? Yes, it does.
Yeah.
But we need you to, first of all, we don't have enough Christians registered to vote. And yeah. We don't have enough of them that are registered voting.
Yeah.
So if you're listening, please take heart, because there's an election every year and we need you.
And much more often than every year. And again, I'll admit I'm guilty on those Tuesdays when, look, it would take 30 seconds, but almost for those smaller elections.
Yes.
that fly under the radar. They all matter.
Yes, they do.
And those are the ones that are scary. Those are the ones that, listen, if I want to do something nefarious, which, you know, I mean, I hope I don't.
Hope you don't either.
But, I'm going to pick one of those elections to slide something through.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you got to realize, too, those smaller elections, that's where we're electing our school board. How important is that?
Yeah.
51st in the United States in election in education. They are also electing their city council, county commission. Those are the people that are making the local decisions for you. Mm-hmm. Very, very critical. They're not to be blown off. Every election matters.
Now, I've slept since we talked about this, but voter info, how easy is it to register now?
Oh, it's super easy. You can do it online.
I registered a long time ago. So,
right.
And actually, as we were talking about this and this bill that would automatically register to vote if you get a driver's license in New Mexico, I started thinking about, well, what I didn't have. I don't. You know, I probably showed my driver's license to get registered. Do you need to prove you're a citizen when you register to vote?
You are supposed to. Yes. Okay. There are documents that you are supposed to.
I'm sure I must have.
Yes.
I've slept since then, too.
Well, and it was a long time that I registered to vote. But yes. And that's why if you go into the DMV, first of all, you're not usually taking those documents. Mm-hmm. The birth certificate, proof of Social Security, you're not taking those with you. But
right.
Secondly, why in a state that gives licenses to people who are not legal residents, would you automatically register somebody that is not already registered?
So well, we know why.
Yeah, we do. And that's why it's got to stop. And we need you. If you're listening, we need you to take action on House Bill 4 and Senate Bill 180 on the Take Action page of bettertogethernewmexico.org. More importantly, if you have a voice and you want to use it, call your legislator and tell them what you think about that.
Okay, a quick question about betternewmexico.org, which, by the way, you've told me about this before, and apparently I didn't go and really take a close look. I'm excited because this makes things so much easier, and the information's there.
Yes.
Walk the listener through also what happens as you click these things. You click oppose on if you want to oppose
right.
a certain bill, and it has the information that's there. And then when you fill out your information, where does that go?
It goes directly to the decision maker. So we're in our office trying to strategize on where that should go. So should we connect it directly to a committee. Sometimes they will go directly to your state representative and your state okay. senator if we're doing a broader approach. Many of them, we are focusing on committees. We're taking it to the decision maker. So you fill out just your name and address. The reason they ask for the address is because legislators want to see where you live and that you are a state resident.
That they're communicating with their constituents.
Yes. Or at least somebody that lives in the state.
Yeah.
But the letter's already written for you. You can change it however you want. That's the beauty about this. You don't have to use our words. We've done a lot of research and made it easy for you. But if you want to just scrap the whole letter, you can do that. The important thing is it's still going to go directly to the decision maker that needs to hear from you. So please take that opportunity to do that. Make whatever changes you want. The letter will go directly to the decision maker.
All right. Well, we are up against another break. Believe it or not, we only have one more segment left. So during the break, we'll strategize and make sure we prioritize what we need to get into the listeners' hands so they can chew on it and act on it.
Yes. And we have some good news coming up, too.
And, you know, listen, acting, hopefully you are clicking and, you know, doing stuff on the websites we mentioned, bettertogethernewmexico.org. Part of that action, we hope, is that you're spending a little time on your knees and lifting this up to the Lord, that His will would be done, not ours, but His. So keep that in mind, and we'll talk more about what's happening in the Roundhouse right after the break. ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
All right, having a great discussion. Hopefully, you know what? Carla and I sit in here and have a great discussion once a month at least. Carla's Sontag from the New Mexico Business Coalition. And hopefully... the conversation is generating conversations where you are. And Carla, I said it again when we went off the air during the break, and I was looking again at bettertogethernewmexico.org, and you have shared this before. This is not new news.
Right.
Hopefully you, listener, appreciate that I'm being transparent and that you get busy.
Yeah.
You know, excuse. That was just an excuse, by the way. I took a closer look today and I thought, you know what? I want to oppose that. And I went on during the last break and opposed HB7 via the website. Did it the quick way. I didn't put it in my own words. I went over what you put there and clicked to oppose it. But then I started looking and I'm like, oh my goodness. I am committed. I'm going to go on this later, God willing, today, and look at these different bills that are, there's a whole slew of them that the information's there. Read through it. This is a great way for us to be involved in what's happening in the Roundhouse as a member, as a citizen in this community.
That's right. We put tremendous amount of effort into that. And Better Together, remember, is an organization of like-minded groups. And so we have leaders all over the state that are taking the lead. They'll send us the information and we put it together in our office. But it takes time, it takes patience, yeah. It takes perseverance. And it makes our heart sing when we see lots of people taking action with it. We do all the work to make it easy for you.
Yeah, you do. And yes. I asked during the break too, you know, because you look at this and it's like, this is a lot of work.
Yeah, it is.
And you're limited in the staff you have. So, which, by the way, NMBiz, B-I-Z, coalition.org. And on the website I'll find it. There's always a place to donate, and it's just not jumping out at me.
Yes, at NMBiz Coalition. That's our business organization. We'd love to have you as a member or a contributor. And Better Together as well. Both have a donate place at the top on the menu. And if you would like to support our work, we would be very blessed to accept your contribution.
All right. We appreciate all those that are not only doing that, but connecting to let them know that you're on the site and that you're praying for their efforts. Okay, now we've got a limited amount of time and a couple of things we really need to get through. Carl, let's talk about SB 99 regarding rent control.
Well, this is some of the good news we promised you. This was a bill that was highly opposed and a lot of people supported it. Right now in New Mexico, there is a law that does not allow rent control to be placed anywhere in the state. It's a free market system and it works. Now, there's a very much a shortage. We need more people to come in and build. What they're trying to do with Senate Bill 99 was to take the existing law away so that communities could then institute rent control ordinances. What that means is developers are going to stop building because it's dangerous. They can't afford to do that if they're going to be told what they can rent. That actually goes against renters because then renters have less inventory to choose from. If you have more inventory, more choices, it drives prices to a reasonable point. You don't need government intervention. We're all about that. What was beautiful about this is we had about 20 people in the room that were opposing the bill. We had over 100 online opposing it. We had all kinds of information going out, and it was stopped in the first committee. This is the way that it works when we all come together for the good of the state. And that's why we're encouraging you and trying to make it as easy as we can for you to get involved.
Yeah. And, yeah, we talked a lot today about bettertogethernewmexico.org and the ability to go there and express your desire on each of these policies and, you know, whether it's a Senate bill or a House bill. And here's kind of what I wonder, too. Do you get feedback from the legislators on how important it is when they get these from Better Together New Mexico?
They absolutely love it. It doesn't matter what side they're on the issue. What's happening for the most part is legislators are not reading the letters. They have somebody in their office go through their email box and do a tally. How many comments did they get for? How many against? And then they know. And so even if you have somebody that supports it on a committee, you still want the email to go to them, because when they go into committee to support whatever action is being considered, they can say, hey, I heard from this many hundred New Mexicans, or thousands in some cases.
Right.
And that is how they know people really care.
All right. Well, we've given it plenty, but bettertogethernewmexico.org. Although the ones we're talking about right now, they may not be on the website yet, I'm going to assume they will be eventually.
Well, Senate Bill 99 and House Bill 45, that was another victory. Those are not on now because we won. They've been tabled.
So do you find those under the archived actions on the website?
They can be, but I'll tell you, on Senate Bill 99, we did some other things, and so we didn't do a formal call to action. There were other things that we were doing, did not put one together. We thought we could get it killed in the first committee, and we did. Had that not worked, we would have had one up in a New York minute so that people could oppose it for the next committee.
Okay. And just quick question, because if we're going to talk about the website and sending people there, I want to use it well.
Yes.
Because I didn't before. Under the archive, if they're passed, what's the importance of us being able to go and click on these that have already been dealt with?
So the archived ones are no longer active, but people want to know, what kind of things are you working on?
Yeah.
In session and out of session, because we do these all year round. During the session, there's going to be a lot of them.
Well, and I'll tell you, we just encourage people to support New Mexico Business Coalition and the work they're doing. Mm-hmm. This is a great way to go on and see that, they're addressing stuff that matters to me.
Yes.
Yeah.
And on the Business Coalition, you can look at the legislation that we're tracking. There's hundreds of bills that we're tracking. And remember, our priorities, our legislative priorities that were set by our members, are also posted there. That is how we will score the legislators during this session. So we've told them what we think is important about free enterprise and letting New Mexicans live a free life. So that's all on there. And we tell the legislators in writing what the priorities are and that they will be scored. So following this session, prior to the next election, we'll be telling you how they did according to our priorities that were set by our members.
Okay, and if you missed that part Carla mentioned, it's on nmbizcoalition.org, right in the middle of the banner at the top, voter info and CTAs. If you hover over that, you'll see calls to action, and right below that, the 2023 legislative session, and then all kinds of information, legislative and policy positions. NMBC focus bills for 2023 legislative sessions and NMBC bill tracker. So all that information real easily accessible, nmbizcoalition.org. We got a couple more minutes. Carla, anything else you want to make sure we're letting people know about?
Well, we had another victory, so this is more good news. House Bill 45, National Heritage Conservation Act. You would think that would be a good thing, but in fact, it wasn't. What they were attempting to do is take more of New Mexico and kind of squirrel it away or give it back to the federal government for control. This was to go with the governor's 30 by 30. She wanted to take 30% of the state by 2030 and have that out of the control or out of the use by New Mexicans. Here's the problem.
30% of what?
Of our state.
I mean, our state.
All land. All state land that's not currently developed to take it out.
Okay.
So it couldn't be used.
A patch here, a patch, or a lot here, a lot there.
Yes, but here's the kicker on that. New Mexico already has 60% of its land is controlled by the government already. West of the Mississippi, we have every state. West of the Mississippi has large chunks of land that is controlled by government. New Mexico, 60%.
So of the 40% remaining, it's 30% of that that they're trying to give to government control. Is that right?
Well, the way she worded it was 30% of the state. And 60 is already gone.
Yeah, so, hey, you did it. Okay, yeah. Good job.
So now you're done. You can't build. You can't.
Wait. If 30 by 30, then the meter's going the wrong way.
Well, that was my thought. It's like, well, we're already double that, so we should be good to go here, people. But anyway, they put in this bill, and we got that stopped. There's a lot of really, really bad concerning stuff up there. But when you come together, we're all better together.
Yeah.
And we can stop this bad stuff and get some good stuff passed. Like voter ID. That's a good one. We have a call to action on that. You can support that bill and say, let's get an ID to vote.
I am perfectly happy showing up to vote and them knowing I am me.
Yes.
I'm going to do it. I'm committed. So you can call me out next month.
I will. Okay. I'll make sure you did it.
All right. BetterTogetherNewMexico.org. There's some great information there, as well as NMBiz, that's BIZ coalition.org, and we've been visiting today with Carla Sontag from the New Mexico Business Coalition. We do this typically once a month, and God willing, we spend some time next month bringing you an update on what's been happening at the Roundhouse and how it impacts you and how you can have a voice. And appreciate your time, Carla.
Well, I appreciate being here, and thank you, and God bless everyone that's listening today.
All right.